The tram brakes squeal like a seagull that's swallowed a harmonica, and I'm standing at the edge of a hole in the ground where the number 22 should be. It's Sunday, the 2nd of August, and Prague is doing what Prague does every summer, tearing up its own streets. I came here 5 days ago thinking I'd just hop on the historic trams and glide through the city, like a local. But the main corridor between Ujesd and Lazarska is shut until the 10th, and every second line is rerouted through streets that don't know they're on the map. I'm not complaining, not really. The chaos is strangely honest. You can feel the city working, like a neighbor who leaves their toolbox out on the landing. And it gives me a perfect excuse to walk, which is how you actually get to know a place. So today, I'm walking from the old town across the Vltava, not with a map, but with a loose plan and a lot of curiosity. My day starts in Staromesto, the old town, where the cobblestones are already warm by 8 in the morning. I grab a coffee and a klebisek at Lazenska 4 Cafe, a tiny place tucked near the river. The klebisek is an open-faced sandwich, a Czech classic, and this one has egg and pickles. It costs about 45 koruny, not even $2. I eat it standing at the counter, watching the street sweepers do their slow, methodical dance. From there, I walk along the Vltava. The river is low and green this August, and the banks are busy with people who are clearly not tourists. Men in Speedos are sunbathing on the concrete steps below the bridge. Girls are reading paperbacks on towels, and there's a faint smell of grilled sausages and sunscreen. I love this version of Prague, the one that doesn't appear on postcards. The tourist hordes are all up there, shuffling across Charles Bridge shoulder to shoulder, but down here, life just hums along. I cross at the Mons Bridge, which is quieter and has a better view of the castle anyway. I'm heading to Mala Strana, the lesser town, where the Prague Castle complex sits. I want to check on something I read about. The Royal Summer Palace, the one they call the Belvedere, is supposed to be behind scaffolding. I'd heard it's closed for a 2-year restoration, and I wanted to see it with my own eyes. The garden is open, so I wander in, and sure enough, there it is, wrapped in green mesh like a giant wedding gift. It's a shame, but at least the rhododendrons are in bloom, and the view over the rooftops is still a stunner. Coming down from the castle, I duck into a little park on the slopes of Petrin Hill. There's a bench under a chestnut tree, and I sit for a while just listening. The city sounds different from up here. Trams and traffic become a distant murmur, and the wind in the leaves does most of the talking. I've been so focused on getting settled, the SIM card, the bank account, the paperwork, that I almost forgot why I came in the first place. Today, I'm just being a resident. But let me give you the practical stuff, because it matters. I opened a bank account yesterday. I walked into a Seska Sporitelna branch near Wenceslas Square with my passport and my rental contract, and 20 minutes later, I had an account. The basic account is free by law, which is something I didn't know until I moved here. It's and the SIM card? That was even easier. I got a prepaid SIM from Vodafone at a shop in the city center, about 200 koruny for the card, and I topped it up with 400 for the month. That gets me data and calls within Czechia, and it'll do until I sort out a proper long-term plan. Now, about the tram chaos. The city has been working on the busiest corridor all summer, and the reroutes have been running for weeks. There are no replacement buses, which is a pain, but the metro is surprisingly efficient. I bought a 72-hour ticket in the Lataka app for 340 koruny, and I've been using it like it's a badge of honor. If you're here for a while, get the monthly pass for 550 koruny, about $24. It pays for itself after about 11 single rides, and you can hop on anything without thinking twice. I end up walking most of the way back instead of taking the tram. I cross the river at the Legion's Bridge and wander through the streets of Karlin, which is a neighborhood I've heard good things about. It was rebuilt after a big flood in 2002, and now it's full of cafes and small design shops. I find a terrace at a spot called the Street Burgers, and I order a burger because the name promises it. It costs about 240 koruny, worth every bite. After lunch, I'm sitting on the terrace, and I see a group of people in rainbow t-shirts walking by, handing out flyers. It hits me. Prague Pride starts tomorrow, August the 3rd. I'd read that the main parade is moving to a new route this year, starting from Wenceslas Square and heading through the Old Town. And the Pride Park is on Stvanis Island this year, not Letna. That means my plans for next week have some flexibility baked in. I'm tempted to go, but I also want to keep exploring the quieter side of the city. Prague in August is a seesaw between the tourist swamp center and the empty, sun-drenched neighborhoods where life actually happens. I take the metro to Vinohrady in the late afternoon, which is another world entirely. This is where the city's Art Nouveau soul lives. I walk up to Rigrovi Sadi, a park on a hill with a beer garden at the top. The view over the rooftops is ridiculous. You can see the Zizkov TV tower poking up like a rocket ship. On my way back, the sun is starting to dip, and the light is doing that golden hour thing where everything looks like a film set. I decide to walk through Zizkov, which is the Bohemian district, and I pass a pub called Ukroka. It's a bit rough around the edges, which I love. I pop in for a quick pivo, just one, because I have a long day ahead. The bar is dark and smells of hops and history, and the barman doesn't speak much English, but we manage with nods and a thumbs up. The beer is excellent, and it costs me 58 koruny, about $2.50. That's the thing about Prague. You can still have a great pint for the price of a bus fare back home. As I walk out of Ukroka, the evening bells start ringing from a nearby church. It's a deep, slow sound that rolls down the hill and mixes with the tram clatter and the distant bass of a street musician. I stand still for a moment, and I feel like I've finally landed. The paperwork is done, the SIM is in, the bank account is open, and I found my rhythm in the tram reroutes and the quiet corners. I'm heading back to the flat I'm renting in Letna, which is a neighborhood of tree-lined boulevards and socialist-era apartment blocks. Tomorrow, I'm going to let the Pride celebrations wash over me, but I've decided to do it on my terms, maybe a late morning walk through the parade route before the crowds get thick. And the day after, I'm going to take a break from the city and head to Divoka Sarka, that wild canyon reserve in Prague 6. I need a dose of clifftop quiet after all this pavement. For now, I'm sitting on my tiny balcony, listening to the city hum below, and I'm thinking about how Prague in August is a lesson in patience. The trams reroute, the scaffolding goes up, the heat presses down, but somehow it all works. You just have to walk a little more, look a little closer, and let the city set the pace. And that, I think, is the real start of this journey. Prague is my gateway, but it's already becoming my home. Tomorrow, I'll celebrate with the city, but tonight, I'm just grateful for the quiet, the beer, and the sound of the Vltava sliding past. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the road. Actually, one more thing before I go. If you're coming to Prague this summer, bring a good pair of walking shoes and a patient smile. And don't believe anyone who tells you the tram is the quickest way to get anywhere. The city will decide for you. Until next time, from the heart of Europe, this is Tereza Novikova, and I'm off to find a quiet corner of Letna with a view of the sunset.